The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 12th of July, 2008. It's the birthday of Henry David Thoreau, who was born David Henry Thoreau in Concord, Massachusetts, in 1817, author of Walden, or Life in the Woods, went off to Harvard when he was just 16. He was 27 when he built his cabin on the edge of Walden Pond in 1845. Henry David Thoreau, who said, "Do not be too moral. You may cheat yourself out of much life. Aim above morality. Be not simply good. Be good for something." It's the birthday of Oscar Hammerstein II, born New York City, 1895. He wrote the words, and Richard Rodgers wrote the music, South Pacific, Oklahoma, The King and I, The Sound of Music. It's the birthday of the poet Pablo Neruda, born in Parral, Chile, in 1904, won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1971, and in his Nobel lecture said all paths lead to the same goal, to convey to others what we are. And it's the birthday of Julius Caesar, born in Rome around 100 B.C. He was the great military leader who managed to capture most of what became France and Great Britain, and wrote beautifully about it in a series of dispatches from the battlefield, wrote short, descriptive prose that was easy for ordinary people to understand. His stories of military victories turned him into a national hero, but the Roman Senate saw him as a threat, and they passed legislation requiring him to lay down his military command and return to Rome. Caesar realized that if he returned to Rome without his army, his political opponents would end his career, and so in January 49 B.C., he crossed the Rubicon River with his army, challenging the authority of the Senate. The result was a civil war, which Caesar won. He was merciful with his enemies because he wanted them to be allies. But it was a group of those men whose lives he spared who began to conspire against him. He was an absolute dictator of Rome, with ambitious plans to redistribute wealth and land. But a group of senators led by Brutus and Cassius wanted to bring back the old republic, so they assassinated him on the steps of the Senate. The Roman Republic never returned. Instead, Rome would be ruled by a series of emperors for the rest of the empire's existence. Here's a poem for today by Deborah Kang Dean, entitled Back to Back. At 16, my mother had been a swimmer. I have seen a picture of her, poised at the edge of the pool, knees bent, hands on knees, and smiling with her teammates. My aunt once said, back then she swam as gracefully as Esther Williams. But that is not how I remember her. It is when I am 16 and a runner and am forever wanting to stand against her back to back to see who's taller. However much I stretch, I still come up an inch short. I've called her up to have her drive me home from practice. We ride home in utter silence after my curt thanks and her nod. Not for lack of feeling, but for want of words. Following her in, cleats slung over my shoulder, I tell her to wait, I'll help her. Already, she's at the sink, peeling potatoes and humming, one foot lifted like a flamingo. A poem by Deborah Kang Dean, Back to Back, from News of Home Poems, published by Boa Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shavonik and engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.